Clueless dads are lining up for crash courses in hairstyling thanks to new classes which teach them how to tame their daughter's long, tangled hair. The beer and braid sessions at a Melbourne salon allow fathers to bring their daughters in to learn how to brush and style the little girl's hair. The owners say demand for the classes has been phenomenal. The men arrive knowing nothing and leave knowing how to do a pain-free brushing, how to use detangling products, how to execute a basic ponytail and create a fishtail braid and a flower braid. The dads say they don't care if it's not the manly thing to do as long as it makes their daughters happy. Well, I speak some experience here as the father of three daughters. At varying stages during their school years, I was left in charge a long time ago, before I started doing this program, of getting them ready for school. And they always had beautiful braids or beautiful ponytails. I'm afraid even allowing for the beer and braid sessions at the Melbourne salon, I found them absolutely impossible to conquer. I enlisted the help of a friend of the family who would come down and do the braids for me of a morning. I tried, and you know how women can get the braids really tight and looking fantastic? I could never achieve it. I don't know whether my hands are too big, I fumbled too much or what it was, but I could never, ever get the braids looking like they should have looked. Anyway, the three of them seem to survive even allow for the fact their father couldn't do braids or ponytails. Keith, hello.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Perfect ponytail.
Mm.
You get a vacuum cleaner, a scrunchie, you take the head off the vacuum cleaner, you put the scrunchie over the vacuum cleaner tube, suck the hair into the vacuum cleaner, slide the scrunchie off, perfect tight ponytail every single time. It'll stay there all day.
Keith.
Yes, Ray.
I don't want to counsel you in any way, because one rule I have on the program, I don't interfere with parenting because I think it's a very difficult job. Is the female member of your family, not the 8-year-old daughter, but some other female in your family, is she aware of your behaviour?
Can I plead the fifth?
So, in other words, hasn't your 8-year-old daughter given you up?
Not as of yet.
Yeah. Well, Keith, I've got bad news for you, mate. Someone will recognise your voice, someone's going to give you up, and I think the method of providing a ponytail via a vacuum cleaner and a scrunchie has just disappeared from your curriculum.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know the person. His name's Kingy.
Kingy will give you up. See you, Keith. All the best to you, mate. Out there at beautiful Bringelly. Bringelly, by the way, is on the southwestern western outskirts of Sydney. And the reason I know Bringelly is because my paternal grandmother went to school at Bringelly. And I know, speaking of the people of Bringelly, they've got records that date back to the late 1890s. And I think my grandma, Gertrude Minna Hadley, or Freeburn as she was then, went to school there from about 1906 on, and her name's there on the roll. So thank you, Keith, from Bringelly, which I've also identified where you come from, so if Kingy doesn't give you up, someone else